Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Shirley Ajayi with the Shirley Ajayi Show. On today's show, we're going to have Chef Jubilee. We've had her on the show before, and she told us about dining out in Chicago, what it was like. And so we decided to have her back again. So, but first we're going to talk a little bit about something. Recently, I took a class in health and weight at the Y. And it was interesting because my problem was salt. You know, I have hypertension, so I can't really consume salt. So they were trying to show us different things that you can do instead of having salt. And it was interesting. They even gave us all type of herbs that you could put in your food rather than having salt. So I said, well, that is interesting. Because salt does put water. You know, some people hold water, and I have a tendency to do that. So I thought, oh, this will really help me. They had what they call a salt substitute. You know, a lot of people use that. Just like people with diabetes use sugar substitutes. It works with some, and with some it doesn't. It depends. So, anyway. But I'm a foodie. I didn't realize I was a foodie until, you know, I became older and I started working. And, you know, teaching school, and sometimes the family would go out and, you know, have dinner. And it was nice. So that's what happened. I realized that I liked food. And then after the 3 pregnancies, of course, yes. The doctor said you had to eat. Anyway, Chef Jubilee believes that our cultures are so intertwined that people actually create dishes, you know, to go along with it. And so that's probably true, because she has some good ideas about West Africa and West Indies. Favorite being the jerk chicken. You know, the people love the jerk chicken, all the different spices and herbs you put on the chicken. Although I have tasted some and it has been really, really dry. And I didn't like it. And then I went to this other place and it was perfect. So it depends on where you go for the jerk chicken. So, anyway, we're going to have a little brief moment, and then we're going to have a little introduction, and then Chef Jubilee will be on the air with us, hopefully. She should be anyway. We'll be right back. BRB. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Now, I want to tell you a little story before we bring on, and that's about when I grew up. I grew up in a very poor family. I had two brothers and a sister and a stepfather who loved to gamble and other things. And so on Friday, sometimes we didn't have foods, but we had a real generous landlord. So there was a balance there. He would give us sardines and crackers. So that's why to this day my favorite snack is sardines and crackers. But I went to bed a lot of times without food. So then when I, you know, but I was a smart child, you know, I had this psychic ability and all that. So, but I couldn't use it as a child. No, I was forbidden. I guess I probably would have been a child millionaire if it could have been back then, but, you know, they didn't let black people do too much of anything back then. So, anyway. So, I went away to college, and then, you know, being a student, you don't have very much, you know. You just don't, you know, and I just sort of starved, but I made it through it. I mean, I weighed 120 pounds mostly all the way through college because I just did not. Plus, I was a vegetarian. I did not eat meat. I didn't like meat. I hate it. And I, to this day, I hate pork and beef. I do eat chicken and I do eat fish. But I don't really like chicken, but they keep giving it to me. And there must be a 2,000 or 3,000 ways that you can eat chicken. Because I think I have eaten every way that there is, okay? But I like seafood because there's different varieties of seafood. There's only one chicken, okay? Chicken is chicken. But with the seafood, you have the different type of fish. You have lobster, you have shrimp, you have scallops, you have clams. So, you know, it's to me, it's much better with the seafood, you know. You can't eat it every day. Because of mercury poisoning, but you can eat it at least 3 times a week, you know. Anyway, so after growing up poor in this family where we were frightened to death, you know, child abuse, you know, definitely went on. I mean, I don't even want to go into it. But what I can say is this. I think it developed me into a better person because I noticed that some black people and other cultures too have this attitude where, you know, I ain't gonna feed you. Oh, no, I ain't gonna give you no food because you've been bad. I hate that, you know. And even to this day, people do reward themselves by eating food that they think, you know, they should have because they've been good or they didn't accomplish something in life. But to me, I hate to hear a child say that I am hungry because, you know, I just don't like to hear that. I really hate to hear a child say that I am hungry. Anyway, because that's what we said when we were little. We would be sitting up there waiting for some food and wouldn't be none. So people come to me talking about how hungry they are. I say, don't think I don't understand this because I have a master's degree in education and plenty of other certificates and different stuff that I don't know what hunger is because I know what it is. Okay? Anyway, let's bring on Chef Jubilee, and she will help us out.
Hello, Shirley. I am so happy to be on the air with you again. I have a bit of a cold, but I'm feeling much better. Yes, I tried out the different dishes, as you suggested, that I should go to all types of restaurants, and I have been to many restaurants all around Chicago. And other places, in the suburbs, you know, there's a place called Chicken and Waffles in Oak Park. Oh, I went there. Oh, the food was so good. The waffles, you know, they made them perfectly. And the chicken, it wasn't overdone or undercooked or burnt. It was perfect.
You know, so the chicken and waffle, I give that a thumbs up. It's kind of, you know, kind of fattening a little bit, but, you know, now and then it's okay, you know, to splurge a little in the calories, you know. But I really enjoyed the waffle and chicken restaurant. But, you know, I have this thing for ice cream, too. And I just love cheesecake. So I did talk about the Cheesecake Factory last time that I was here. But, you know, I really do like cheesecake, even though I'm not always in agreement with milk products. So I try to be very careful, you know. So sometimes I put more fruit there. I like the cheesecake with the fruit toppings, you know. They are much better. They taste so much better to me than just a regular cheesecake, you know. It is still fattening, but, you know, sometimes I just have to have a small piece of cheesecake. You can use non-fattening butter and milk and, you know, you put the strawberries on top and, oh, it's very good. I know I talked about the Cheesecake Factory downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue, Magnificent Mile. Yes, near the water tower? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I like this West African stew that I have learned to make from Ghana. I don't know if I told you about it before, but, you know, I noticed that in the Caribbean and the West African culture, they use a lot of plantain, the cousin of the banana. And they fry it, or they can boil it, you know, and put it in a stew. And the stew can be made of spinach, onions, tomato paste. What else do they put in it? Oh, yeah, they put salmon in it, the fish, you know. I prefer that. And then you put that on top of the plantain that you have boiled, you know. And you saute the onions and the tomato paste. And then you put, you slice up tomatoes and you put that in there too. And then you add the spinach. It doesn't take the spinach or the salmon long to cook. So you have to be kind of quick with it. And make sure that you have already started boiling your plantains. And they should be almost done before you even, you know, halfway finish with your stew. And you put that together, and it has a very good taste to it. The plantain, the boiled plantain with the stew on top, oh, it is perfect. It is perfect. Plus, you have all your vitamins there, you know. Your your potassium from the plantain, your vitamin A from the spinach, vitamin C from the tomato and the tomato paste, the onions, you know, they cut down on the mucus, you know. So it's a very good dish to try, and it can be eaten, you know, lightly, though, I say, you know, but it's not fattening. It really is not, depending on the kind of oil that you use. Canola oil is much better to saute your onions in. But I am Jubilee, and I am from West Indies and West Africa. And I love to eat and to cook. I like to cook cakes and pies and stews. You know, I was cooking, I saw someone cooking the other day, and I was at the restaurant, and they were a friend of mine, so I went back, you know, in the back and saw them cooking, and they were cooking some type of chicken stew, but the chicken, I think they cooked it too long. Yeah, it was cooked too long. But I tried to tell them, but they were busy, so I just forget it. I did not eat that, but I did eat some of the other things that they have. Now, some people do not like shrimp or fish. They are allergic to fish. You know, they cannot have it. So to them, you know, I kind of feel a little sorry for. Because they missing all the vitamin E, the fatty acids, you know, that you need. That is good for the skin, yeah, you know. So, you know, but I don't know. Sometimes, I know one time when I was in California, I went to a four-course meal, or was it five-course? Oh, they kept serving stuff, you know. But it wasn't a big amount. Each time they would serve you, it was a very, you know, limited amount. And so by the time you got to the main course meal, you were almost stuffed, you know. But then they served some very expensive wine, and they even had these little bowls that you put your finger in, you know. Have you ever had a finger bowl? You know, I don't know. But you clean your hands in a finger bowl, you know. I mean, I have been to some very exclusive dinners now, you know. Something like some of the stuff that you see on TV, you know. So all I can say is cooking is fun because you have to be a mathematician. You have to know the right amount that you put in. Some people can cook by what they feel. They feel like, oh, this is a cup of flour. They don't measure it, but they put it in there anyway. And it is a cup of flour. You can know what a cup of flour feels like. Okay, or half a cup of brown sugar, you know. And some people are allergic to eggs, so they don't use eggs. They use egg substitute, or they use applesauce instead of sugar. You know, I saw that on Jesse when the first lady, Michelle Obama, was on the show, and she told him the cake was good, but he could have used less sugar, use applesauce, and cut down on the eggs, you know. So anyway, as I was saying, it is so nice to be here on your show. And I really am interested in knowing what makes food taste good to different cultures. So that's why I travel around to see. In some cultures, they do not like to use hot food. In other cultures, they love hot food. They don't understand how you could make a stew without putting a little red pepper in it. I didn't mention that about the Ghanaian stew, but yeah, they do put a little red pepper in it. It gives it the little kick that it needs. And then some people are into barbecuing. Oh, they barbecue all this meat and stuff, you know. And I used to watch Barbecue University on TV, and oh, he was very good. But you have to be careful about what you eat. You really do. Consuming too much meat without balancing it with vegetables and fruits and then pasta is not good for you. The body is not, you know, you're not supposed to really consume too much meat. Really, it takes too long to throw it off, you know, to get it out of your intestines, in fact. So, I am talking and talking and talking, but I hope that you are listening and understanding what I am saying, that cooking is something that you should love to do or you shouldn't do it, you know, really. But anyway, I'm going to take a break now. And I will bring back Aura on the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Chef Jubilee from West Indies and West Africa. And she loves to cook, and she says she's a foodie person. And as I was saying, you know, I wish I had been like that all my life, but perhaps my life was like that to teach me about food. You know, foodie being people that love food. You know, sometimes I watch Man versus Food, and I say to myself, I just don't understand how he can eat like that. But to taste, you know, is one thing, and to eat and consume is another. But eating is fun and it's essential. And like I say, I have this documentary I'm working on called Too Hungry to Cry. And when I was a little girl, I'm still talking on that, I used to hear my mother crying at night because she could not feed us and he would not feed us. So, but me, when I grew up and I went to school, I was too hungry to cry. I didn't cry. I was just hungry. Okay. So being a vegetarian kind of controlled my appetite as well as my weight. I let go of white sugar, and I didn't consume any type of beef, pork, or chicken. Like I say, it was fish most of the time. So, you know, sometimes you have to be aware of how you're feeling and what you've been through. But growing up, I was determined. You know, somebody used to tease me in their family and say, every time I see you, you're in McDonald's and Burger King. Why don't you go into regular restaurants? But I do. Okay, I'm back. Now, the music is by Oluwa, my oldest. It's called Imago, Unspoken Thoughts and Sounds. And on the album, you have, I can never say his name, Kafele Bandele, contributions from Kafele Bandele. On Latin Intermission, The Diner, This Engine, My Lovely Spider Web, and Searching. And you can write her at olubutterflypoems@yahoo.com. If you're interested in her music and her poems, she has a lot of poems on here. Usually I play them throughout the show. So if you're interested, that's what's going on. And we're just about to go because we only have a couple of minutes left. And I hope you enjoyed our show, and you'll be with us next Sunday. And Chef Jubilee, we thank you so much for your insight and inspiration about eating in different cultures. You know, try it. You know, try a different culture. You might like it. Who knows? You may learn something, too. I think you learn more about a culture through the food than you do through anything, okay? Maybe it helps you spread a little love around, you know, by introducing and trying some new food, okay? So, until next time, this is Shirley Ajayi, a.k.a. Aura. And may God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.